Hey guys, it's Carly. Welcome back to Mostly Balanced. Today I'm diving deeper into one specific topic, which is what to do if you're questioning whether a relationship is right. This is a topic that people have been asking for a while. And obviously I've questioned relationships that I've been in the past, and I know that this is such a common feeling, but I just wasn't sure about dedicating a whole episode to it because I'm like, how many people are really feeling like this right this minute? So then I did a poll last week on my Instagram asking that very question, and 42% of people said that they're currently questioning a relationship that they're in. That's a lot of people. This was a large amount of responses that I got in a poll in general. So for almost half of the people to be currently dealing with this situation, I was like, okay, I definitely need to do a full episode on this. I also have a ton of posts on this topic, which I'll link in the show notes as well. But sometimes it's hard to really, it is always hard to dive deeper into these topics in just a simple Instagram post. I like them to be savable, digestible, but a lot of these do require a lot more of like a deeper discussion. So that's what I'm going to be doing today. And if you're new here, I like to answer these listener questions on all of our solo episodes. I'll also answer some listener questions with guests when I have guest episodes. And I'm pretty much constantly answering questions on my Instagram story. So if you have a question or a topic that you want me to talk about, you can submit that on Instagram or you can send me an email. So for Instagram, I put up a question box like 2 or 3 times a week these days. If you don't see a question box there or you have a longer question that you want to write, you can send it to me in an Instagram message. Or like I said, you can send me an email. So the email is hello@wearemostlybalanced.com. And I'm going to put that in the show notes as well. And if you are really new here and you're not a part of our Instagram community, that handle is @mostlybalancedpodcast. And the community is growing so fast this year. So I'm really excited about that. I love to see new people asking questions, whether that's, like I said, in the question box, in the DMs, or even just commenting, liking posts. I love seeing the new faces. Like, I really do see almost every single comment that comes up, and I like recognizing people, but I love seeing new people coming in. It's just so cool to see that there's so many different people dealing with so many similar things. It's funny because on Instagram, you can see like your demographics if you have a creator account. And it really did when Mostly Balanced started, it was like 25 followers and I felt like I was talking to nobody. But as it started to grow, we had a pretty much primarily female audience. And it still is, the majority of the audience is female, but there's like 30% of the audience is men now. Which is fun because you get like a different perspective and you get different questions and you get to kind of hear like what's going on in the male mind as well. And it just shows that whatever gender you are, people are dealing, like I said, with very similar issues in dating and in relationships. So all that's to say, I'm so grateful for everybody in the Mostly Balanced community, whether you're just a podcast listener or whether it's somebody who is only with us on Instagram, and whether you've been here for 3 years or you've been here for 3 minutes. I'm so happy that you're here and I hope that you really enjoy this content. And to show my gratitude, I decided to do a giveaway, which I did post about in my stories on Instagram. And it's really, like I said, just a way to show how happy I am that you guys are all here. I don't do giveaways very often, so I wanted to make it a good one. So I did a poll and asked if people would rather have a giveaway that's a dating consultation with me or a giveaway that's a bundle of all my favorite products or a lot of my favorite products. And the responses were pretty split, but the product bundle did win by a little bit. So that's what I'm going to do this time. I will give away a free dating consultation in the future, but for now, it's going to be a bundle of a lot of amazing products. So if you could see my desk right now, it's covered with all of my favorite things, and that's all going to go in a box and be sent to the person who wins this giveaway. So there's skincare products in there, like my beloved Solo Wave wand, which I've been using now for almost 2 years and I'm obsessed with. There's beauty products in there, and there are some other products that I've talked about a lot on here. So like conversation decks, there's a few of those, which I love. There's one of my favorite water bottles. There's just a lot of great, amazing things in this bundle. And if you're a male listener and you're like, what am I going to do with these beauty products? Give them away. Give them to your girlfriend, your wife, your sister. Save them for when you have a holiday that you need to gift somebody. I'm not above regifting. So this is a giveaway that's meant for everybody. And it's very easy to enter. So to enter the giveaway, all you're going to need to do is subscribe to my new newsletter. So that's my last announcement before I get into the episode. I'm launching a weekly newsletter, which is something that I've wanted to do for a long time. I don't know why I've waited so long, but I'm really, really excited about this. It's for anybody who likes the Instagram or likes the podcast. If you like the content that we talk about or share on here, you're going to love the newsletter. It's called Mostly Dating, meaning that it's covering mostly dating and relationship focused topics. I'll also share products that I love. That's one of my favorite things besides talking about dating and relationships is sharing products that I love. So I'll share exclusive discount codes. I'll also probably be doing more giveaways on the newsletter than I do anywhere else. So that's another fun perk of joining. There'll be a lot of perks, like I'll be sharing eBooks and different e-resources. So it's basically just bringing to life the topics, like I said, that I'm already sharing about, already talking about, but maybe diving a little bit deeper than I do on Instagram while being a little bit more digestible and shorter than the podcast. So it's like an in-between. And it's really just for anybody who wants to improve their dating life or their relationships. So that's the whole goal of Mostly Balanced in general. It's to improve your own life, improve your dating experiences, and make your relationships better. And that's exactly what this newsletter is going to do. So I'm putting a link in the show notes. I'm also going to put a link on Instagram. Subscribe to the newsletter. That's all you need to do to enter the giveaway. And it's really all you need to do to have this be the best year for you, for your relationships, for your dating life, whatever stage you're in, whether you're completely single or you've been married for 20 years, there's going to be advice in this newsletter that's going to help you. I'll also answer questions in there as well. So maybe a question that I don't talk about on the podcast, I might answer in the newsletter. So it's just another fun way to interact with Mostly Balanced and interact with the Mostly Balanced community. So I might even do community events or community group chat or just fun things like that, that opportunities are pretty much limitless. I'm really excited to see where it goes. So I wanted to start just by talking about early signs that a relationship isn't right. So if you're in the beginning stages of a relationship and you're just not sure, you're not sure if this is the right person for you, you're not sure if you want to dedicate more of your time to getting to know them, or maybe they're feeling like they're ready to define the relationship and you're just not sure. Whatever it is, if there's any uncertainty in the early stages, it's totally, totally normal. But there are some questions that you can ask yourself to really learn if this relationship is right for you or if they're just ultimately not the person for you. So one of those things is if you have different fundamental values. This is a topic that I've been talking about a lot, specifically on Instagram, because I've shared a number of posts where I've talked about things you should know by this point in your relationship, things you should know by 3 dates in, 6 months in, 1 year in, before defining the relationship, whatever it is, just different things you should know about your partner and about the relationship before you take that next step. And one of the things that I feel like I've been like sounding like a broken record talking about is that you should have the same values. And the reason that this isn't like something that's new, it's not like I'm reinventing the wheel with the advice that you should share values with your partner, but I felt like I heard this advice for years and like didn't really deeply understand it. I hadn't taken the time to think about like, what are my values and why does it matter if the person I'm dating has the same values as me? Or how do I even know if they have the same values if I'm not even sure like what mine are? So as I've been posting about this recently, I've learned that I'm not the only one who's ever felt that way. Other people are like, what are my values? How do I know if he has the same values or she has the same values or whatever it is? And so a few years ago, I started to really think about this. I don't even know what it was that sparked it in my mind. I felt like I had been asked this on dates maybe, or I was getting this advice from experts that you should have the same values as your partner or as somebody that you're dating. And I just wasn't sure what mine were. So at that point, I started this running list in my notes app on my phone, which if you could see my notes app, it's just full of lists like this. And by now, a few years later, it's really, really grown. A couple people kind of misunderstood this list when I posted about it on Instagram. This list isn't like my values. This list is ideas and thought starters for what values even are and what my values could be. So I started this list every time I would hear someone talking about their values, or like as I would read about specific values, or as I would think of something in my head, like, oh, that's like an important core value. I would add it to this list. And now there's like, I don't know, 30, 40 things on this list. But the way that I use it is I go through and I make sure that I have like maybe 8 at the most, but probably sticking with around 5 core values that I literally live my life by. And I live my relationships by. So what I mean by that is like, for example, maybe your value is achievement, or maybe your value is passion or dedication or knowledge or religion or curiosity or change or self-respect or wealth or abundance. There's so many different things. And if you want this list, send me a DM on Instagram and I'll send you my full list. or I'll link in the show notes the post where I shared it as well. Before you can learn if somebody has the same values as you, you have to know what your own values are, and that takes some self-reflection. But once you understand what those core things are that matter to you, it makes so many things in your life so much easier. So it will make it easier for you to make decisions, for you to feel confident in your decisions, which is even more important, and for you to really know if you're aligned with somebody. So for example, if you're on an early date, like you're on date 2 or date 3, and you're really not sure, I like this person, we have good chemistry, whatever it is, you feel attracted to them, but you just don't know, do they have the same values as you? You refer back to your list, you see what your 5 core values are, and maybe one of them is security. So that's just an example. Does this person make you feel secure? Do you feel like you would have security in your relationship? Or would you feel anxious all the time? Would you feel like you're not secure? And that could be from like a sense of like monetary, literal security, or that could be in like you feel confident and secure in your relationship, like from an attachment style standpoint. So whatever security means for you, is this relationship going to give you that? Same thing goes for like a job, like I said. So like, is this job going to give you security? If that's something that's like a core value and you need that to be happy, don't take a job that's not going to give you security. So like I said, that's just one example. There's a ton of different values. Everybody has different core values. And what's important is that this person's values align with what yours are. It doesn't mean it has to be like a perfect match, like the 5 key things that they care about the most or the 5 key things that you care about the most. But when you think about the relationship, are your fundamental values going to be served by this relationship? The next sign that a relationship might not be right for you is if things seem forced instead of natural with them. And this is something that I feel like you can start to sense as early as like date 2. So date 1, I honestly think is just about really feeling the vibe of this person, feeling like if this is somebody that you can be around. Date 1 is honestly just deciding if you can have date 2. Once you get to date 2, you might feel a little bit more relaxed. You feel a little bit at ease because you know, yeah, this is somebody that I want to get to know better and they're here too. So obviously I'm somebody who they want to get to know better. But in that date and as things progress, you should start to feel a little bit more at ease. You should start to feel like you can be yourself. You should start to not be like overthinking the things that you say and the things that you do as much as you might on date 1. So for example, if you're in like date 6 with this person and you leave feeling like really drained, or you get a text from them and you feel like, oh, what should I say back? And you're sending screenshots to your friends and you just feel like you're kind of putting on an act or you're forcing it. That's a sign that something might be off with this relationship or they might not be the one for you. Next, if you don't like the way you act around them. So that's pretty similar. If you feel like you're acting like somebody else, this isn't the person for you. And I say that wholeheartedly. I really, really believe that. And somebody might make you feel like the best version of yourself. So you feel like, oh my God, I'm like a different person around them because I feel so good. That's not necessarily what I mean. What I mean is like you find yourself molding into what you think they want you to be, or you're acting how you think they want you to act. Like they say they love podcasts. So you say you love podcasts. If you're like acting and you're turning into somebody else around them, then that's not a good sign. Specifically, like I said, if you don't like the way you're acting around them. So you might leave and you might feel like just not good about yourself. Like you're like, why did I put up with that behavior? Or why did I act that way? That's a huge red flag. And that's a sign that this relationship isn't right for you. Another huge red flag is if there's not mutual respect. So I don't even need to describe that. Like if there's not respect in this relationship, that person isn't for you. If there's a disconnect in communication, that makes me like a little bit uneasy early on. So I do think that people can learn each other's communication styles and you can really improve communication. You should really improve communication like for the entire relationship. But if there's like a disconnect and it seems like glaring in the beginning, then that's a sign that person's not the one for you. Similar to the other ones, if you feel uncomfortable or anxious during or after being around them, that's a bad sign. Another different one that I feel like people don't talk about as much is they don't challenge you or push you out of your comfort zone. So you don't want to feel like you're constantly out of your comfort zone or like I said, anxious while being with somebody, but you do want to be with someone who's going to like challenge you a little bit, who's not just going to like go with the flow or say yes to everything that you say. You want somebody where there's like a little bit of excitement and a little bit of like a push to really like try new things, do new things. I think that that's like a really important quality in a relationship. Another one is if you don't laugh together. That's a bad sign. I'm not saying they need to be a comedian or you guys need to be like rolling on the floor laughing the entire date, but laughing together, I think, is a really, really important part of any relationship. So if you feel like you guys have like completely different senses of humor or you just don't even understand each other's sense of humor, that to me is a sign that somebody might not be the one for you. And then other big ones are if you communicate the things that you want and they're not giving them to you early on, I think that's a bad sign as well. It's also a sign that you just might want this relationship more than they do. So if they're not willing to put in the things that you want from their relationship, then they just might not be on the same page as you. And ultimately, they might not be the one for you. It's also a bad sign if it's difficult to picture a future with them. So this is one that's a bad sign throughout the whole relationship. So in the beginning, yeah, the future might be like unclear. It will be unclear because you're just getting to know this person. But you should be able to like generally picture it with them. Like, will this person fit in with like your life right now? Or will they like completely stand out and make it completely different from the life that you want to live? So you want to make sure that this is somebody who you can really picture being with long term. I also think it's a really bad sign if you feel nervous to bring up important topics. So if you feel nervous to voice those things that you want in a relationship, or if you feel nervous to voice your boundaries or whatever it is, that's a bad sign as well early on. And if you're already thinking of things that you want to change about them, this is a huge one. If you're just getting to know somebody and you're already picking out all these things like, oh, maybe once we date, this part of them will change, or like, oh, I bet I can convince them to want XYZ or like XYZ or do this with me, even though they say they hate doing it. If you're thinking about all those things you want to change about somebody, this person is not the one for you. And then if you're a little bit further along, but you're wondering like, am I settling? And this is something that I feel like so many people deal with. I think that there's such a narrative around settling, whether it's somebody telling you not to settle, or you feel like you should settle because people are telling you you're too picky. There's like such this idea of settling. And I think there's a lot of signs that you might be settling early on. But I also think that there is a difference between settling and realizing that what's right for you might be different than what you thought it would look like. But I think if you're in a relationship and you're wondering if you're settling, it's not the best sign. So a few things that you might want to think about, if you're feeling hyper aware or envious of relationships that are around you, so whether that's your friends' relationships, relationships in your family, or just relationships that you're seeing in the world every day, if you're feeling like so envious and comparative, that's not a good sign. And I want to say that with a caveat, because if you're thinking about a relationship on TV or on social media or a celebrity, you're not getting the full picture of their relationship. You're not getting a full picture of any relationship, really. Like even your friends, I'm sure they're not telling you every single detail of their relationship. So I don't want you to think that if you think someone's relationship is better than yours, it means yours is wrong. I think it's so natural to see other relationships and even use them as like expanders for the relationship you want to have. But if you feel like you're constantly jealous, you're constantly like so aware of like something that somebody else's partner is doing for them that yours doesn't do for you, or something that somebody says like about how much they love their partner and you're like, why don't I feel that way? If you're always comparing, that's a sign that you might be settling for less than what you deserve, less than what you need, less than what you want. And that's really something to think about. I also think if you're hesitant about taking next steps in your relationship, but your partner is gung-ho and all ready to take the next step, that's something to explore. Because we always say like you can be on in different lanes on the highway and eventually merge, and that's fine. But if you feel like there's not like a merge in sight and you don't think that there's a time that you're going to merge with them, or you're just like really hesitant and you're really holding back from taking that next step, I don't think that's a good sign. I also think, and I kind of mentioned this earlier, like turning into somebody else around them. If you feel like you're constantly making yourself smaller, or you're holding back from being the full person that you can be around your partner, that's a bad sign as well. And this is one that like I definitely have felt before. It's something that I think a lot of people don't think about. But if you step away from your partner and you're like at work or you're with your friends or you're by yourself and you feel like a sense of relief, like, oh, I feel like myself, or I feel recharged, or I just like feel so much better not being around them. It sounds so straightforward and simple, but a lot of people ignore those feelings. So if you feel most like yourself when you're away from them, that's a sign. This is not the relationship for you. You might be settling. A few more quick ones. If you feel like you're always the caretaker in the relationship, or you're contributing more, if you feel like you're growing while your partner is stagnant, if you're constantly making up excuses or hang on to like the what ifs in the relationship, or if you're staying in the relationship out of fear of hurting them, these are all signs that this relationship isn't for you. And I could go on forever. Like I said, I have a lot of posts about this and I'll link them all in the show notes. But another big one that I do want to talk about, because I think it's so important, and I think it's a feeling again that a lot of people ignore, is if you feel lonelier when you're with your partner than you would be without them. And just like let that sink in, because if you're in a relationship and you're feeling lonely, that is a terrible sign. And that's not to say that these things like don't ebb and flow. Like there might be so many factors at play. There might be something that your partner is really going through or that you're really going through and they don't know how to support you. But if this is an extended feeling that you've had for a long time, or if there aren't these other factors, you just feel like lonely or you're wondering what it might be like to be with somebody else. Those are really, really big signs that this relationship either needs like a lot of work or it's not the right relationship for you. It's also important that your partner makes you feel supported, like they support your goals and your interests, and that they're also willing to grow communication and improve communication and work through conflict as much as you are. So you both need to be willing to work through these things in order to have a successful relationship. So if you're listening to all of these things and you're like, oh my God, this sounds like my relationship. Like I'm in this relationship. I'm feeling all of these things. It's a good time to sit back and reflect. Write down everything that you wish you could change about the relationship. Everything that you're not getting from the relationship. Just let it all out. Write it down. Before you bring this up to them, get this all out and really organize your thoughts. Like I always say, there's so much power to just writing things down and getting it on paper. It will make you feel like so much more at ease and so much more collected versus just bringing something up and then you come out of the conversation and you're like, oh, I didn't say all the things I wanted to say, or like that came out wrong. Like I've felt like that so many times. And the thing that really, really helps me is writing things down before going into these conversations. So do that. And like, of course, write down the things you love about the relationship too. Like you want to give a realistic approach to this to see if this is going to be the right decision for you. And if you do decide that you want to end it, just know that everybody feels some doubts when they're going into ending something. Everybody feels like, am I making the right decision? Am I going to regret this? What's going to happen? I don't want to hurt them. All of these things are so, so normal. Even after you do it, I'm sure you'll be thinking, oh, should I have done that? Or like second guessing your decision. But at the end of the day, my biggest advice for knowing when it's time to end something is to listen to your gut. So if your gut is telling you it's time to walk away, trust that feeling and walk away. But you want to make sure that you're doing it in a way that's thoughtful and that's considerate and that's respectful to them and their feelings. So I have a 10-step approach to this that I'm going to quickly go through. So like I said, the first step is thinking it through. Be sure you want to do this. Listen to your gut, but also be logical about all the things I just said. So write it all down and really gather your thoughts. Next, if possible, have this conversation in person. If it's truly not possible, if you're in a long distance relationship, or if you truly cannot see this person in person, you can do it on the phone. But I would say the best thing is to do it in person. And that's for a serious relationship. So if this is somebody that you've been on like less than 5 dates with, or you're not in an official defined relationship, I think it's okay to do it on the phone. In some cases, if it's like 2, 3, 4 dates, I think you can probably do it in text, but every relationship is different. And I think some people might say it should always be on the phone or in person. I personally wouldn't really want to like get all ready for what I thought was a date with somebody that I'm pretty early on with and then have them just like end the relationship to my face. So go with what you think is right in the scenario. But if you're in a serious, defined, long-term relationship, in person is always best. Next, go into the conversation knowing what you want to say. So that's kind of what I already covered. Know what you want to say, jot it down in your notes, have some key points that you want to deliver, and be sure of your decision. So that's the next thing. Be sure of the decision and stand your ground in the decision. So that means if they try to talk you out of it, or you feel really bad because they get upset or they cry, or you can tell that they're not happy about this and they wish they could try again, or they like have all these points about why you guys are great together and why you're meant to be, stand your ground and know that this is a decision you felt in your gut, you thought through, and this is what you need to do for you right now. So even if you want to make them feel better, maybe it's like in your nature to please people, you're a people pleaser, or you just love this person, you care about them, remind yourself that doesn't mean they're the right relationship for you. And that means that you're not the right relationship for them. So stick with what you're saying, listen to what they're saying, absorb it, tell them you appreciate them telling you that, but stand your ground and stay clear in your decision. On that note, be direct and clear and don't leave room for interpretation. So I kind of already covered that. Next, expect that it will be difficult and likely upsetting for both of you. So like I said, they might be crying, they might be upset, they might be saying they'll change, they might be saying we can try this, we can try that. Know that it's going to be hard. You might get upset, more upset than you expected. Like you might cry and you might be like, oh, does this mean I made the wrong decision? No, go into it knowing that this is going to be emotional, but that doesn't mean that all of this thought you put into it was wrong. It just means that this is a hard situation. You care about this person, and ending something with somebody is always going to be difficult. I also think it's important to practice empathy when you're talking to somebody. So like I said, listen to what they're saying, give validation to them if you understand what they're saying, and show that like you're there because you care about them. You're talking to them about this because you care about them, because you want the, what's best for them, but you also need to do what's best for you. So understand that it's not solely on you to make this person feel better. Also, be truthful about why you're ending things and what's not working. So you don't need to be mean to them. You don't have to tell them all the things you don't like about them or all the things you hate about the relationship or like that they never made you happy. Like, don't say insulting, mean, rude things, but be truthful. You owe them a little bit of honesty in this scenario, but it doesn't mean that you have to justify your choice. So you don't have to stand there and like get them on board with it and make sure that they understand your choice. Just clearly tell them how you're feeling, why you're feeling this way, and that you don't want to be in this relationship anymore. Okay, this is the most important thing. Make it a clean break. So I've had a few breakups that were not a clean break, and these were my worst breakups. They were the most difficult breakups. They were the hardest to get over. They dragged on forever and it was just so unnecessary. Like, it ended up, I never like to say a relationship was a waste of time, because I think every relationship brings you closer to the person that you want to be and the person that you want to be with and the relationship that is meant for you. I really do believe that. But dragging things out is a waste of time. When a relationship ends, it's over. Make it a clean break. Don't reach out to them. If they reach out to you, I did talk about that in the last episode. So if you haven't listened to it, go back and listen. I talk all about what to say if an ex reaches out and you don't want to communicate with them, which you shouldn't. Yes, exes can be friends. It's happened before. I'm sure there are people listening that are like, I'm best friends with my ex, or like, I stayed in contact with my ex and now we're both in great new relationships. Like, of course it happens, but it's not going to be as easy if you have communication with them while you're getting over the breakup. And then on that note, know that it's okay to be upset. It doesn't mean that you made the wrong decision. So I talked about that a little bit, but give yourself grace. I answered this question on my story yesterday and somebody was asking what to do. They said they recently ended a relationship with somebody and they know it was the right decision, but they're feeling really bummed about it. And what should they do? And my response to this person was, know that it's okay to feel bummed. Like, it's normal. It's okay to feel this way. You're going to feel, like I said earlier, you're going to feel like, did you do the right thing? You're going to feel upset. If you spent a lot of time with this person, you might feel like lonely, bored. You might feel like, what do I do with myself? I was living with them, or I was spending all my time with them. And now how do I spend my time? Those are all valid things to feel, but it doesn't mean that you made the wrong decision. It just means it's time for you to practice self-care, reflect on what you learned from the experience, and move forward into a life that's going to serve you so much better than staying in the wrong relationship. And truly, you're not doing anyone any favors by staying in the wrong relationship. So it's not doing them a favor by staying with them just because you feel bad. And it's holding you back from the life that you could be living and the relationship that you could be in. Okay, so I think that I summarized a lot of the posts I mentioned earlier about signs that a relationship is wrong, signs that somebody isn't the one, feelings not to ignore in any relationship, and signs that a relationship isn't right, even if nothing is, quote, wrong. But I do want to spend a couple minutes on habits of healthy couples and healthy relationships. So if you're still feeling like, I'm not sure, do I want to end this? I think it could be helpful to hear some of these healthy habits and consider whether they exist in your relationship or not. And I want to caveat by saying that you don't have to have every single one of these things in your relationship. You can grow to have all of them in your relationship. You can work with your partner to have a better relationship and have a healthier relationship, but no relationship is perfect. And if I'm saying all these things and you're like, oh no, like I have 9 out of 10, or like, oh, that one doesn't exist in this relationship, but it did in another relationship I had, or like, oh, my friend's relationship has that, but mine doesn't. It doesn't necessarily mean it's time to end your relationship. It could just mean that you want to talk to your partner and tell them like, oh, we should do more of this. Or, oh, I've been thinking and we could work on this area of our relationship. So it's just meant to help you grow that bond, improve the relationship, or yes, potentially decide that this relationship isn't serving you. So number one, continuously working on communication and conflict resolution. In a healthy relationship, both partners are going to be willing and open and wanting to improve communication and figure out a healthier way to resolve the conflicts that they have. Conflict is healthy. Conflict is necessary. I think it's a red flag to not have conflict. It's all about how you handle that conflict and how you feel after the arguments or disagreements that you have with your partner. You should feel good. You should feel happy. You should feel like, wow, we really got through that. We faced the issue instead of just attacking each other. Those are all things to think about in conflict resolution. Number two, asking for, giving, and accepting each other's help and support. So that's a great quality in a relationship. If you feel like you can ask for their support, if they ask you for help, you feel like it's an even give and take, and you feel comfortable and confident that this person is in this with you, that's a great sign. celebrating each other's wins. So on a similar note, you should feel like your partner is going to celebrate your wins. You shouldn't feel like they're going to be jealous of you. You should want to tell them about your successes and then celebrate them together. Apologizing when you're wrong. So that should come from both sides. If you're wrong, you should feel like you can apologize and they won't hold it over your head. If they're wrong, they should be able to apologize and you should be able to take in that apology. It doesn't mean that you have to say it's okay. There's a lot of things you can say to an apology when it's not okay, which is a fun post that I could share soon, actually. So if you want to hear more about that, definitely let me know. But in general, both of you should be able and willing to apologize when you're in the wrong. Like I said earlier, laughing together, huge indicator of a healthy relationship. Prioritizing time together and time apart. So you should feel like you're a priority for them, but you should also not feel like your lives revolve around each other. Having a consistent sex life. So this is something we've talked about a lot on here. This means different things for different people. And that's why it's such an important conversation to have early on. So you should talk about how often you guys both want to have sex, what a healthy and consistent sex life looks like to you. It's just important to be on the same page with your partner, and a good, healthy relationship is going to have that open communication. This is one of my favorites, talking openly about money. So you should feel like you can talk openly about finances and money with your partner. If you don't, that's kind of a red flag in my opinion. That doesn't mean it's an easy topic. It might feel uncomfortable the first few times you talk about it, but once you have that communication going, this is going to be an easier topic to discuss, just like something like sex. Like, it's going to come more naturally with time, talking about finances and talking about whether it's how much you make or how you both handle money or monetary goals you have for the future, whatever it is, you should be able to talk openly about really any difficult topic with your partner. Showing appreciation and saying thank you. So this is similar to being able to apologize. Whether your love language is words of affirmation or not, it's so important to be able to show appreciation and say thank you. You don't want resentment to build in a relationship. So I could spend a whole podcast episode talking about how resentment can kill relationships. Show your partner you appreciate them. Say thank you when they do things for you. And if you don't feel appreciated by somebody, don't just tell them, I don't feel like you appreciate me. Go to them and tell them the things that would make you feel appreciated. Set them up for success. And then lastly, trying new things together. So I'm sure this doesn't surprise anybody who's been listening for a while or who has been following me on Instagram for a while. I think trying new things together is a huge part of any relationship. I think it keeps your relationship fun. I think it brings you closer and it keeps the relationship healthy. I think it'll make any relationship last longer. There's actually research that shows that couples who try new things together and who really step outside of their comfort zone together have a healthier bond, a stronger bond, and are more likely to stay together long term. So all that's to say, try new things with your partner. It's fun to have a routine, but don't be afraid to step outside of that sometimes. And again, probably every single person listening will have at least one or two or a few things on this list that their relationship doesn't currently have. That doesn't mean it's the wrong relationship. Think back to all the things I talked about earlier in this episode, all the signs that a relationship isn't right, and consider how much of that you identified with. Consider what your gut feeling is about the relationship. And like I said, listen to your gut, but know that your relationship can improve. If you want it to improve, if you both want it to improve, there are so many things you can do to really grow the health of the relationship and make it stronger and make it last if that's what you both want. Okay, so I know there was a lot of information there. Head to the show notes to see all of the different posts that I referenced. Head to our Instagram. We share so many things on this topic. And just know that the moral of the story, if you take anything away from this episode, is that you're not alone if you're questioning your relationship, but only you can know when it's time to walk away. So you can listen to this episode 5 times over and still find yourself doubting your decision. But ultimately, you need to listen to your gut and you need to do what's going to be right for you. So one of our earliest guests on Mostly Balanced was Gary Lewandowski, who's a psychologist, and he had a TED Talk all about breakups. And his slogan, the name of his book, the name of his TED Talk, I think, was "Breakups don't have to leave you broken." So if you're listening and right now you're like, okay, it's time. I'm ending the relationship. It's time to break up with this person. I feel confident in this decision. Just know that this is the beginning of something really great for you. So it's going to be hard. It's going to be tough. It might take some time to get over it. It probably will. But this is leading you to something better. That might be a new opportunity that might not have come up if you were in the relationship. It might be a new relationship. Whatever it is, it's something that's going to be more aligned with you and your values. So like I said early on, it's going to be more aligned with the things that you want for your life. Okay, so since this got a little bit longer than expected, I'm not going to answer any other listener questions today, but we are going to have another solo episode next week, and that's going to be similar to last week's episode where I just answer a ton of listener questions. So back to back to back, I'm just going to go through them. and talk them out. So if you have a question that you want me to talk about next week, leave it on Instagram, send it in an email. Last thing I'll ask of you is if you are enjoying the podcast, please leave a rating and a review. It's the best way for new people to hear about the podcast. And that's one of the things that I'm really hoping to do this year is to really grow our listenership and reach more people to help everybody have a better dating life and better relationships. So thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you all next week.